Yep, to the yep. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. We back live 98.5 WJYM, man. I'm on your midday douse every Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Make sure you click that link in the bio to take you directly where you need to be so you can see my face as well as my guest, beautiful face. Remember, Revive is alive, Revive is alive, Revive is alive.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Don't forget, you can click that donation tab to help keep Revive alive for the next 365. And you can also subscribe to our newsletter as well as our YouTube. Everything is on there as far as our exclusive interviews, our jam-packed shows, our pre-recorded shows, so much more. And everything we do, you already know it's for you and about you. It's a FUBU effect. So definitely make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. But right now, we're getting back into it with our jam-packed show. We in a 4 o'clock hour right now. I'm excited. We got somebody coming from the city of Chester. I love Chester, man. I started my journey actually in Chester before I got to Pennsylvania. I mean, before I got to Philly. So I'm really excited to have her on the line with us, man. She's doing some amazing stuff. Some people know her as the fried ice cream lady. I'm like, nah, she on the big and better things. We got Tania on the line. Good afternoon. What's up? Talk to people. Tell them exactly who you are.
Hey yo, what's up? It's me, Tania, Ms. Joyner, Shirley's, whatever you know me by. I'm here. Thank you so much for having me. What's up?
No doubt, man. I'm excited to have you on with us today. You got some big things going. You started a movement just off some inspiration that you wanted to do for women that look like you, or just women in general, you know, being able to put back into your community. And I want to ask you, because March is Women's History Month, is, you know, about women empowering each other and women, you know, going after our goals and our inspirations. And I want to just jump right into the conversation, you know, being a woman in this field of entrepreneurship right now, you know, how do you feel? Do you feel any, you know, like a fear because of what's going on, or do you feel even more empowered to keep moving?
You know, it's interesting because both of the things you name, I feel both.
I
You
feel
know,
you.
it's not like a straight path. It's everything has its ups and downs. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I am a little, you know, scared because I feel like I'm stepping out on faith and doing a lot. I'm not comfortable. I'm clearly outside of my comfort zone. But one thing I learned recently as I wrote my book, Waking Up to a New Person, that sometimes you have to be uncomfortable to get to the next level. And that's just where I am right now.
Okay,
At
talk
this
heavy.
point.
I didn't know you was a published author. Okay, I'm
Yes,
in there.
I am a
All right.
self-published author. Yeah,
Okay.
my
I
book
love
is called
that.
Waking Up to a New Person. I released it in April, last April, at my
Okay.
first women's conference. So it's out there on Amazon. Purchase it if you can.
I'm with that, you know, and that makes me want to back up just a little bit, right? I know you introduced yourself, you told us your name, but like, what titles do you carry? You know, what hats do you walk around with right now? Talk to the people.
Oh man, oh man. First of all, I'm a woman of God.
I
I'm
love
one of
that.
God's chosen. I'm one of his favorite ones.
I love that.
And I say that proudly because if it wasn't for God, I don't even know where I would be right now. But you know, I'm a woman, I'm a wife, I'm a mother of three. I'm an auntie, you know, I'm a fried ice cream lady. That means entrepreneur. I make fried ice cream from scratch. I'm a self-published author, as I just said. Entrepreneur, I'm just out here,
And a
you know.
motivational speaker, you know, that's why we're here today to talk about what you about to do in Atlanta, you know, as far as putting, and also, you know, I would say you're putting together a conference right now for women. So, you know, you're a conference maker at the same time. But I want to get into that a little bit later, but I really want to talk about the story of how you got to the conference. You know what I mean? So when it comes down to Miss Shirley's fried ice cream, right? That's the first business that you started. And I also want to say too, after reading your bio, we got something in common. Shout out to Clarion University. I didn't graduate from Clarion, but I went to Clarion University for basketball camp like 3 years
Oh,
in a row
wow.
while I was in
Awesome.
high school. Yeah. So shout out to Clarion University. But yeah,
Awesome.
when it comes down to Miss Shirley's fried ice cream, that was your first baby. You know, how did you get started with that? And that's what a lot of people know you for.
So, first off, that actually wasn't my first business. My first
Okay.
business was a joiner company that is with my husband, and that's kind of an umbrella. So, I was a notary. I had throne chairs that I sold.
Awesome.
My husband does photography. What else? I used to do credit repair. So that's all of that was under a joiner company. And
Okay.
then, you know, my family loved the beach. My husband is in love with Ocean City. My daughter loves the beach. Now I have three. Now they all three. They can we go to the beach? So a lot of times, you know, we go away and do different things. And one of their favorite treats was ice cream. And you know, one time we came across, I guess it was fried ice cream, no shade, but that's what it was supposed to be. And they liked it. And I'm like, not really a fan of it, but maybe we can try our own. You know,
Yeah.
we got home and we tried it and we failed the first time. And we kept trying it, we kept trying it, and then we mastered it. We got it. Our first pop out was at a yard sale, like a
Beautiful.
yard my family put together. Like we got some clothes to give away, and we did it out there. Everybody liked it, and it's been up from there. So I was always an entrepreneur, but I feel like I didn't know what I wanted to do actually. And then, you know, sometimes it get overwhelming
Yeah.
balancing a lot of different things. And it's like if that's not your passion, sometimes you fall out of love with it. However, you know, I was still renting throwing chairs out, credit repair I would do, but every time somebody would call me, I'm like, I don't really, you know, feel like it. And it told me that wasn't me, you know. So when we started the fried ice cream, I started to enjoy it. I saw my husband enjoyed it, my kids, they started telling their friends, we make fried ice cream. And it was just the excitement of it, you know. And a lot of people, you know, they ask me where Shirley's come from, and it's hilarious. My mom and my aunt, they are like, I don't know what I would do without both of them, you know. They practically join at the hip.
Yeah.
And one day we was like, what are we gonna call it? Nobody knows. But in the family, we call my mom Shirley, we call my aunt Laverne. So if you know back in the day,
Yes.
sitcom Shirley,
Yes.
Laverne and Shirley, we kind of was like, oh yeah. So my mom happened to be the Shirley.
Yeah.
So that's where Shirley's Fried Ice Cream came from. And
Beautiful.
it is indeed my baby, you know. I don't know. I love the excitement of it because everybody, you don't even understand how many people say, how in the world do you fry ice
Ice
cream?
cream, for sure.
Yeah. Everywhere we go, walking down the street, they look at us like they're so amazed. And it's
Yeah.
just interesting. So we just, you know, we do the best we can, and it just so happened to taste good. So
That's a blessing, honestly. And you know, this makes me want to ask you a question. You know, coming from Chester, Pennsylvania, and having an idea, wanting to start a business, you know, like how did you manage to get up out of that crab in a barrel mindset in order for the people of Chester to be like, yo, I need you to support me. I need you to make sure that we get this thing going, because this is something that we're doing for the city at the same time.
that's a hard one. I'm from Chester, born and raised, love Chester, raised in Chester schools. I was Chester High, 2009 valedictorian.
Awesome. Okay.
I was, so I know all about Chester, but Chester is it's hard to get out of, and a lot of people don't make it out. But I feel like I've always had the mindset of wanting more. You know, I had both parents in my life and I saw them work hard. And it's like, if you want something, you gotta go and get it. You know, so I kind of always had that mentality that I'm not gonna be here long. And I feel like the older I got, that thought just progressed. And then when I had children, it's like, I definitely don't want y'all to be here. I literally just told my oldest daughter the other day, who's 13, I don't want y'all to get it out the mud. You know, we getting it out the mud, but that ain't cute to me. So I'd rather work hard. Children won't get it out the mud. So it's a challenge. It still is. And I'm not going to say that I have it all figured out. I'm not going to say that sometimes I don't go down that support route. Like they do not support, you know, like they support you if you're popular, or, you know, if they know you. Newsflash, I'm really not a popular one. Never been. Now, I have a sister that is, and everybody knows my sister, but nobody knows me. And if they do know me, they'll say, oh, you're such and such little sister, or you're Riri's little sister. And I'm like, no, my name is Tania. You know, love my sister to death, but you know, I'm my own person. I have my own identity. So I have experienced that. And then I had to learn that strangers support you more than the people that you know. And once you get a hold on that, you free.
For sure. And you know, that actually is I would say that led you to the next step as far as waking up as a new person, right? AKA the title of
Absolutely.
your book. So when it comes
Absolutely.
down to just, I want to plug the book a little bit for those who tune it in. And when it comes down to the book, waking up a new person, what does that actually, I guess I want to ask you, what do you want to people to understand that what you're trying to say when they read the title of your book? Some people say they judge a book by its cover. So what do you want people to get out of the title when you see that? Because waking up a new person, some people are like, I gotta keep it authentic, I gotta keep it 100. Why would I want to be a new person?
Absolutely, I love that. So with me, again, a lot of people look at me like I used to be called the golden child. I don't know why. I didn't give myself
Miss
that name.
Valedictorian, what you mean? You don't know
I don't know why.
why.
I'm a very humble person. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm cool. I was raised by both parents. I very well taken care of. Some people say, I'm a spoiled brat and all that. You live the good life and you have this and you have that. And I never really wanted for nothing. I didn't. Grew
Blessings.
up good. However, nobody knows your story unless you speak on it. And I was never a vocal person. In fact, like I told you, I am a little shy, but I'm coming out of my shell a whole lot more. I'm sharing things a whole lot more. And my book was simply for me to express myself and to tell people how I really felt. A lot of times you think that everything is great because you see me from the outside, but you don't really know. I've dealt with depression, I've dealt with darkness, I've dealt with suicidal thoughts. I've dealt with obesity. It's a lot, that I was carrying. I used to feel alone, like I was by myself. I have, quite a few siblings. I always had a mom. I always had a dad. I have a lot of aunts, uncles. I have family, but yet I feel like I was alone. I could be in a room full of people and still feel like I was by myself. So even going through those dark seasons of my life, nobody ever knew. I feel like even my mom read the book and was like, really? Something that I'm big on now is when people say these four words, I think I said it right. I call them the magic words. I'm you. Oh, so that's five words. I'm sorry.
Very fine.
Like, oh, you said the magic phrase. It's because I've done so much, straight A student. I used to dance and do a lot, of positive things. And I just felt like I was never celebrated for the things that I did. When we go to school, we expect our children to get good grades and we expect them to do certain things. And although I did that, I always wanted to hear, I'm proud of you, or you did a great job, or this. And sometimes I've never got that. So it always seemed like, what am I doing this for? So my feelings was always, kind of altered. Again, people looking at me like, you're perfect. You have the best life, but they didn't know what I was going through behind closed doors. So my book kind of explains that, not feeling supported, feeling alone, always feeling like I didn't have anybody to talk to. And it's like people would say, you had me to talk to, and you could have. No, not
Yeah,
really. Because if
makes
I tell
sense.
you about to call my mom or one of my siblings to tell you what I told them, so I might
That
as well keep it to myself, So
makes sense.
that's really
But
what
then
my
you end up, but Tania, you end up telling the whole world because you put it in the book at the end of the day. So, what I'm saying? That
and
was definitely a
yeah,
different approach.
that was my goal. I felt like, I don't know, I'm gonna just write a book. And I said it for years. I sat on it for years, and then finally I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just do it.
I
And
love
but
it.
and yeah, I just did it. I
I
just did
love
it.
it. I love it. I love it. And for those who just tuning in again, you're listening to 98.5 WJYM, man. Every Friday, I'm on your midday dial. It's your girl, POC. We tuned in right now with Tania Joyner, who's the founder and CEO of Let's Talk. I'm going to say she's a powerhouse entrepreneur, author, motivational speaker, and she's also dedicated to uplifting women. She's coming out of Chester, Pennsylvania, where she actually started the Let's Talk conference, but they're headed to Atlanta, Georgia, and
Yes,
more
sir.
because she's going on tour this entire year, 2025. So definitely make sure
Absolutely.
you click that link in her bio. Tania, how can they find your book? How can they find your website, social media, all that good stuff before we get into today's conversation about the conference?
So the book is currently on Amazon. Just type in Waking Up to a New Person. It should pop right up. You can follow me at Miss J, the author, on Instagram. I also have another page at Let's Talk Conference on Instagram as well. And I'm there. I'm pretty active on Instagram and Facebook, but Instagram more.
I love it. So, Tania, the conference is coming up. Let's Talk Women Empowerment Conference is going down in Atlanta, Georgia on April
Yes,
19th. So let's make sure we get
yes.
into it. We are a month away. It's going down on the 19th. Can you believe it? It's almost April. I'm still shocked myself. I ain't
I'm
even gonna
beyond
lie
shocked.
to you.
It
But
came too fast.
I want to just back up just a little bit. So you started the Let's Talk Women Empowerment Conference in Chester. What planted that seed to make you want to start this conference?
So yeah, that's another thing. Even, with being an entrepreneur and doing fried ice cream, I always had a heart for women.
Okay.
Always. And it's like it kind of, came natural. Like my mom is not really a talker. She has a beautiful soul, but she don't talk. And I'm like, I just have a thing to inspire women. And a lot of people will call me, they'll ask me for advice, family, friends, and I just always find myself talking to somebody or encouraging them. Even when I'm at my lowest point, I can always pick up the phone and say, listen, try this, try that, go take a ride. I'm just always doing that. Even complete strangers, I could be in a nail place, in the market. My husband like, somebody's always telling you their story. And I'm like, I feel like I walk around with a note on my head that say, tell me your business. And they read it and they just tell me. But I did go to school to be a mental health counselor. And even learning a lot through that, I'm like, you really can learn a lot, by just looking at people. And my sister called me That's So Raven, and I just laugh. But I can look at a person and pretty much, I have a strong discerning spirit.
Awesome.
So I can look at a person and I may not know exactly what's going on, but I can tell if you need just a tap on the shoulder and say, keep going. And I think that's a gift from God. So as I, go through life and talking to people, I'm like, maybe I really need to do this, but I don't like to talk. So how are you going to do this and you don't like to talk and you are nervous and shaking? But then I'll do it naturally in a nail shop. So it's like maybe you should step out of your comfort zone and do it. So even with all of the other things that I had going on, I said, you know what, I'm gonna do it and I'm gonna just give it a shot. I did it, and that's where I released my first book, and it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. I got to share my story, I got to connect with some people. It was full of tears. I barely could speak because I was just overwhelmed at the room, And then, afterwards, I came home and I just cried and I cried. Why are you crying? I'm like, because I felt like, look, I'm getting emotional now. I just pour out so much. And that told me that this is what you should be doing. So I'm at it and I'm going full force. So
That's
I decided,
authentic. That's
yeah,
real. That's
definitely.
authentic. You know what I mean? The fact that even while you're talking about it, you know what I mean? You get those first instinct of tears because this is something that you really want to do. You know, when you talked about your earlier passions as far as like doing the credit reporting, all that, you didn't find happiness in that. You didn't find joy. You just knew you were good at it. So that's something you were doing. But this is something you find joy in. So I definitely understand. And I love the authenticity because, you know, when it comes down to some of these women empowerment conferences, I got to just say it to me. Sometimes it could be coming off like a scam. Sometimes it could be coming off like people trying to just take advantage of you and manipulate you out of your emotions and all of these things. But the fact that you're in it, you know, your emotions is in it itself shows that this is not that, right? So I wanted to ask you this next question when it comes down to your panel, right? You got a powerhouse panel. You got different various of women coming from different industries onto the panel. I wanted to ask you, you know, what process that did you take in order to select these panelists and, you know, what unique perspective do you think they're going to bring to the conference come April?
So yeah, I'm very selective about that. I've learned that I have to sit with who you want on your panel. And when I mean sit by myself, talk to God and ask God to show me who do you want on this panel. Because like you said, sometimes people look at, women's conferences like they're clicky or they're not really empowering. They just, want money or they looking you up and down. But I'm really, passionate about it. And I want everybody on the panel to have the same heart as I do. So I don't just pick anybody to be on a panel because I like you or I like your business. No, I actually sit with it. So even in the first one, God gave those people to me. I had already did a flyer, and I shared this at the conference. I created the flyer with all those people on it. And I said, I'm gonna reach out to them. If they say yes, they was meant to be there. I
Awesome.
reached out to them. They all said yes. That meant they was all meant to be there. And then even I'm still talking about the first one. When they showed up, they all showed up with the same color. It was outrageous. I couldn't even believe it. I'm like, how'd y'all do that? I didn't even give y'all that. Told me that was we was all
Alignment.
in alignment, and God showed up. God met me there. So with this one, I sat with it. I'm like, who do you want? Who do you want? And he showed me. And to be honest with you, I don't know. I know one of them, which is Dawn Chamberlain. She's Chester's own as well. I know her personally. She was friends with my sister. And I just watched Dawn. You know, I know she's been through a lot. And I'm like, she's resilient, you know, and I feel like she had a story to tell. And I'm gonna share this at the conference, but I prayed on it and I asked God, who do you want to be on this panel? And he gave me her name clear as day. The next week, I traveled to Atlanta to take care of some business. And who was on that plane but Dawn? That was confirmation
Wow.
for me right then and there. So then as me and my husband, we was, you know, thinking about moving, relocating and everything. And we started following Suzette. She's a top producing real estate agent. Don't know her from a can of paint. However, I've read her story. She's also an author. And I'm like, wow, she really bounced back. And then you know how, you know, they have celebrity statuses on Instagram. And when you try to send them a message, it either bounce back or you have to be invited. You know, you can't reach everybody. But I reached out to her and a couple times I didn't get a response. But then she sent me back like, oh yeah, that sounds amazing. You know, contact my manager. Here's the information. And then the connection was like, okay, wow.
Beautiful.
Like, all right. So now, you know, I have her. Brittany, don't know Brittany from a can of paint, right? But I was actually on, I had the amazing opportunity to go to Tyler Perry Studios and I filmed on
Beautiful.
all the Queen's Men for season three. And that's
You're
where I
in the
met.
season?
Yeah, season three, episode eight.
Wow. Okay, so
Yeah.
it's
Yeah,
a
just a
little
little bit, just a little
actor
club eating action, you know.
bugging you too. I'm with it. I love
Yeah,
that.
so when I went there to the studio, I did not know who she was. She was dressed, you know, regular. She was in charge, but I'm like, she must, you know, be the person that I talked to. And I have a friend who's from Atlanta, and she said, well, you know, if you see Brittany, introduce yourself. I'm like, who's Brittany? I don't know. Like, she don't have on no name tag. And then she came and introduced herself and was like, hi, everybody. I'm Brittany. If you need anything, you know, come see me. And at the end of the night, before we wrapped up, I went up to her and I introduced myself. And she was like, you from Chester? I hear your accent. And I'm like, I have an accent.
You
And
do
she's
have an
like,
accent for sure.
yeah. So, you know, we talked and she was like, if you need anything, let me know. That was it. That was it. The
Beautiful.
conference wasn't even on my mind. And then when I started thinking about the conference, I was following her story too on Instagram, and I see she's been through a lot. But yet, you know, she's on Sister, she's on All the Queen's Men. She's a Tubi queen. If you go to Tubi and type in Brittany Cashman, at least about 56 movies come up. She's in everything. So when I saw it, and I'm like, she really the goat. I sent her an email. She responded right away, said, I would love to be a part of it. Please send me
Awesome.
the details. Now, Toya, having Toya is literally a dream come true. Some people may not think, you know, oh, she's Lil Wayne baby mom or she's just a reality star. But I've loved Toya since she first came on TV, like way back when, Tiny and Toya, a long time ago. I can't even remember, probably over 12, 13 years. And I always said, I'm going to meet her one day. I'm going to meet her one day. And I was passionate about it. For the first conference that was in Pennsylvania, I'm like, I'm going to just give it a shot. You know, I sent her an email, no response. Sent her another one, no response. You know, but I'm like, you know, that's cool. At least I tried, you know, but it's in PA. It's my first one. Don't know how it's going to go down, but it's okay. Second one, I said, all right, you know, I felt like God told me to go to Atlanta. Started planning in Atlanta. I said, all right, I'm going to give Toya one last shot and see if she responds. Because this is my girl. Like, if I could interview her, this literally would be a dream come true.
Awesome.
I shot my shot, no response. So about 3 months later, right, I'm coming back from a fried ice cream event. We did a festival in Virginia. I'm driving on the road, me and my aunt headed back home, freezers in the back. I'm like listening to music. I looks at my phone, and an email pops up. And I literally stopped the car. Like, hold on. I realized I just got an email. And it
Awesome.
was still your manager reaching out to me saying, yeah, we down. Give me a call tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And
Beautiful.
I sat on the side of my bed at 10 o'clock that next day and cried. Like, I
Yeah.
can't believe this. And let me just say this, I was never a crier. I was always Hogan. I was always, like, you can't make me cry. I don't care how mad I get or how sad I get, I won't cry. Well, now, honey, at 34, all I do is
Oh,
cry.
yeah.
But yeah, having Toya is a dream come true. She's resilient. I mean, if you Google her, you see everything she's been through.
For
And
sure.
she's always been a go-getter. And then the fact, I love the fact that she's down to earth. She's the girly girl, meaning she's for the women. Everything she do, she talks about women. She's empowering them. She's helping, the people of Atlanta. Like she has a heart for the women, and I love that about her. So it's really about to be a dream come true. And I
I
feel
love
like
it.
that's why I'm so passionate about it.
I love that everybody has a story. You know what I mean? Like every person that is actually on the panel actually has a story. It's not like you just slid in their DMs and then they responded and boom. Like it's actually a story. It's actually a vision behind it. So I already know, this conference is going to be amazing. Tania, we got about like 3 minutes left. How can people find, tickets? How can they purchase tickets? How can they find more information about the conference? They want to read on it. Like where can they go?
So the ticket, all ticket sales is being done through ticketleap.com. If you go to Ticketleap, you can type in Let's Talk Women's Empowerment Conference. Make sure you pick 2025 because you don't want 2024. And the ticket, all of the ticket sales will come up. Again, you can go to Let's Talk Conference on Instagram, or you can follow me at Miss J the author on Instagram as well. But if you come in for conference, follow the Let's Talk page.
I love that. And I want to ask you this last question before I wrap up. As far as just the confidence that you have to go from Chester with the first conference to go directly to Atlanta, Georgia, where, everyone is trying to make a business or thrive in some space, where does that confidence come from to say, I don't care where I go, I know the people going to love it. I know the people going to show up and turn out for me.
It's stepping out on faith, and I know it. That's really what it is, stepping out on faith. I know we only have a couple seconds left, but just recently in January, I lost my grandmom first. I lost my father 4 days later,
Straighten it up.
and but at that point, the conference was canceled. I'm like, I can't do this. Like, this is too much. My grandma was rooting for me. I had just told my dad about it, and I lost them both literally in 4 days. I'm like, nah, I can't do this. But as time goes on, I feel them. I feel their spirit. Like, nope, go do it. My grandma's last words to me was, go to Atlanta and do your thing. I might not be there, but do it. My dad,
Awesome.
he always called me his superstar. He's like, you're going to be a star one day. Do your thing. Be strong, tighten up. And words are all that I hear at this point. So I'm coming. Even if I fail, I'm gonna get back up and keep on going. So I'm out here.
I
I'm out
love it.
here.
I love it. I love it. Tania, again, tell the people how they can find you, social media, website, all that good stuff before we wrap up. Make sure you guys go out, support, support, support.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Big ups to you too. Thank you so much for having me. Again,
For
y'all can
sure.
find me on Let's Talk conference on Instagram. And even if y'all have any questions, y'all can email me at missjbooks@gmail.com. I'm literally an open book. Or you can email me at Let's Talk Empowerment Conference at gmail.com.
I love it, man. You already know what time it is. It's your girl POC. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in right now. I appreciate you, Tania. She's doing some amazing work. If you don't know, you know now, man. Tania Joyner, founder and CEO of Let's Talk. Like I said, I'm gonna call her a powerhouse entrepreneur, author, and motivational speaker. You can find her book, Waking Up as a New Person, on Amazon, like she said, and definitely go out and support Shirley's Fried Ice Cream. You feel me?
Yeah,
Support these Black-owned
definitely.
businesses, man. We'll be right back
Please
after this
do.
quick commercial break. It's your girl POC every Friday, 98.5 WJYN Radio's up.